Hello, welcome to another episode of the Out of Bounds podcast. Episode, I think, I don't know, must count. Today is a
just a little preview, you know.
Yeah. We're here. NBA Finals Day.
We're here, boy. Laker Nation.
We're here, NBA Finals Day. We're ready, mate.
Number four's coming home.
It's coming home.
Damn right, it's
coming home.
Anyways.
You might Golden State fans, mate.
I'm not disputing. If Golden State were healthy this year, I would.
Yep.
Here you go.
I'm not gonna cap. I'm not supporting the Lakers. I just want LeBron to get that fourth ring still. LeBron could have been on Atlanta.
Mate, there's pressure on Atlanta. Pressure on him, mate.
Yeah, man. I want my guy to get his fourth ring, the GOAT.
So wait, if he wins, is he the GOAT?
Yes,
Michael Jordan's playing catch up.
What?
Yep.
You better come out of retirement
and catch LeBron.
Catch LeBron if LeBron needs his final.
LeBron's
the GOAT. LeBron has been, the GOAT has been to 10 finals in 17 years.
Eight in the last nine.
And he's won three so far.
He's
won three out of ten.
And he should be winning three.
Only one of those losses has been controversial, and that was Dallas 2011. The other one, it happens, isn't it?
Controversial, you're the favourite, and you bought it.
Yeah, okay.
Don't say controversial, you bought it, mate. You lost to Dirk, one man Dirk.
Yeah.
Nah, mate, that was a good Dallas team, mate.
Good
Dallas team. Don't need to name the starting five, mate. It's a good Dallas team, mate. You don't sweep Kobe being a one man team, mate. A good Dallas team, mate. Okay. Anywho, let's begin.
Just had the conference finals. We had the Denver Nuggets, the one that beat Dexon's pick.
And that kid.
Okay, stop saying Dexon's pick. I support them. I support the Rockets. It was
your pick. Oh, even worse.
That's worse.
So it was Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat versus the Celtics, isn't it? So obviously,
I predicted Lakers in five for against the Nuggets. I predicted they're not the Clippers. They weren't going to play that 3-1 lead. I knew they'd always be up.
If you look at the Lakers in the playoffs this year, they're coming up against the best eighth seed ever, blah blah blah. Gentlemen sweep. Coming up against two MVPs in the backcourt. Gentlemen sweep.
He's gonna go to Westbrook and Harden.
Coming up against the comeback kids. The kids that knocked out the Clippers.
One of those MVPs were injured, I must add. But yeah, he did gentlemen sweep them as well. Actually, I don't know which gentleman sweep has to be 3-0 up, but still
3-1 on gentleman sweep, isn't it?
They
come up against the comeback kids, the kids that sent Kawhi packing, the kids that got Doc Rivers sacked.
Send them packing.
He's conquered the West already.
The GOAT. They said that he couldn't do it. All I do know is that
if the Clippers didn't bought that stupid 3-1 league. I'm just saying it'll be a different story and it'll be a better matchup. That's what I'm saying. We all wanted to see LA finals, conference finals. Well,
nope. I want to see the best two teams and Clippers didn't make it, so they're not the best. Sorry, mate.
Listen, all I know is that I knew the Lakers would be there.
Yeah.
Clippers, everyone was talking a mean game. They're the best team. Kawhi Town. Bro, man didn't even show up. Two points.
Disgrace.
You remember about how the Clippers don't need chemistry because they already dropped.
Hey fam, everyone started glossing. You see those losses over Sacramento? People was like, "Oh, it's a different." I was watching them. It don't happen like that, fam. It's bare weird games and shit.
To play with LeBron, how you're adding Danny, you're adding new pieces here and there. They'll talk about AD's injuries. Like, I don't have injuries for fun, Jordan doesn't have injuries for fun.
They're load managing all year. No excuse. Said come playoff time. That's what they really play. Because Kawhi's always load managing. Nah, mate. 2 points in the playoff.
They said they were gonna turn it on straight away. Disgrace. Yeah.
Purple and Montrezl Harrell, they stunk up, I must say. They stunk up.
He needs to leave anyway, Harrell.
That's it, that. But we'll speak about the Lakers and the Nuggets over here. Obviously, we have to give Nuggets their credit because 3-1 down against Utah and 3-1 down against Clippers. No one thought any of them were coming back. And they have done it. I mean, they came back. They won both Game 7. And even though they lost in 5 against the Lakers, a few of those matches were really close. Like Game 2, Game 5 was close as well. I think most of them were close except from Game 1, innit? So we do have to give the Denver Nuggets the credit.
Let me ask you a question. Is Jamal Murray better than Westbrook?
Is Jamal Murray? No, he's not.
As I said before,
with the Westbrook debate, if you're going to ask me who you want to take to start a franchise, there's a lot of players that are going to take over Westbrook just because the game translates better into the modern era.
Can Westbrook take you to a conference finals like Jamal Murray can? Without KD, that is?
First of all, that wasn't just Murray's effort. That was Jokic's effort as well.
Yep. Oh, well, Westbrook's a great number twos. He's had Paul George and James Harden.
Jokic is not number two. Jokic is number one. Murray is number two.
Well, that makes it even worse.
What are you talking about? Murray's the leading scorer, wasn't he?
Jokic is still the best player.
Yeah, this the plays on through Jokic, but Murray's the best player.
Westbrook has been a number one and number two anyway, and he's failed miserably. Mind you, he had the easier path as well. They beat the Clippers. The Clippers, projected champions. And Westbrook lost to Ricky Rubio and Donovan Mitchell as a rookie.
And that one, I'll give them...
Donovan Mitchell.
Westbrook fought against Utah, but the Houston one, they're always beating that.
What about the Dave Lillard one?
Dave Lillard one. It wasn't my fault that Paul George and Westbrook needed surgery after them.
Richard, I got your tweets, mate. It said, this thing is harder than I thought.
No, but, you know what, honestly, as I said, there's a lot of players that will take over Westbrook to start, but it doesn't mean they're better.
Okay, so you had a better season.
Between Murray and Westbrook?
Yeah.
Yeah, Westbrook had a better regular season. Murray had a better postseason.
That's not the question, is it?
It is the question.
He has a better season, overall season.
The better overall season. You probably go with Murray because of what he did in the
postseason. No, he's not probably. It is Murray, mate. You can't say probably, mate. Come on, if it's in the box, mate.
Regular season still counts.
So what? Is Jamal Murray top 5 point guards in the league?
If he can do it again, because consistency counts. This is the first season we've seen him do this. So if he can do it again, then probably. But as of right now, I mean, there's still Curry.
Do you say Gabriel was right about Jokic? He's probably the best in the league.
Yeah, he's class.
I've seen the line on Jokic.
They should be aiming for first seed next season. They should be aiming for top 3 at least. Should be below 4th.
I think, coming into next season when we do our predictions again, obviously you already know where my boys are going to be. We're going to be firmly at either number 2 or number 1. Coming back. I know you saw the videos of Clay Duncan today. We're back. But, you know, the Nuggets next season, listen, the Nuggets, this core that they've got, should they keep Jeremy Grant? Because obviously if he goes on...
You already opted out, I swear.
Did he actually opt out already?
I swear he did.
No, I didn't see that.
I was reported.
Yeah, I think he's because I think the contract now, if he stays on it, it's like 15 M's for the year. But if he opts out, he can get obviously way more than that right now. So, but I feel like if they keep this nucleus together, they could be a championship squad on the rise like very soon. Obviously,
They need a few more clamps on that team. Mm-hmm. They had no Will Barton, but even either way. MPJ needs to get better on defense. He needs to be playing more minutes.
He doesn't even need to get better on defense. He needs to get a bit better on offense because his defensive rebounding is extremely impressive.
More to defense than his rebounding. He's dumb.
He's dumb on defense. I hear it.
Nothing that he can't improve anyway. But yeah.
Well, I think the Denver Nuggets, they need rim protectors, innit? I think that's what they were lacking as well. Like,
He's not good at defense, especially pick and roll situations. So not good at it.
You watched that game seven. You look class to me.
I was on 2K, fam. I used to do him all the time on people.
He's fake on 2K.
Let God get Jokic on the line. Oh, my God. Let God get Jokic on the three-point line. It's long. Going to put him in a tornado. Yep. Cycle real quick.
But then again, if I wasn't there again, Plumlee defended right against AD on that last play on game two, could be a different story. You never know.
Don't know what he was
doing. Could be in seven games.
Nah, right. Well, we're not.
You know the basketball players aren't going to let Lakers use that black jersey, man. It was never going to happen.
So, this is Mamba Town.
Yep.
I think they got that game two in the finals, I think.
Yeah, so you might as well have every single game.
Why not?
Let's talk about the East. Let's talk about the East.
We're speaking of the Lakers.
Them goons.
Carry on.
Well,
I did predict that the Celtics, I wasn't the Miami Heat going through, but I did predict the Celtics will go in six games.
Your game predicts the Celtics as well.
Excuse me?
You did, mate.
I predicted what?
Yeah, you did, mate. No.
I said, my heart says.
Yeah, don't know. No.
Look at this guy.
No, he's not in that deep.
I don't care.
The basketball influence, I picked the Miami Heat to go through.
Yep. Well, them goons, mate.
I did make a prediction at the start of the season that the Miami Heat would be the most improved team in the league. Mm. And, well, it's been fulfilled, mate.
I mean, obviously, before we speak, Laramie, I think we just had to talk about how Kemba Walker must have been underperformed.
He's not a star. he went up to standard for the whole thing.
He was injured coming into the playoffs and bubble as well. So, but that's still not really an excuse, to be honest, though.
Hold on. So you can say Kemba. I said it's not an excuse.
Oh,
okay, I'm just saying.
Don't give me that Westbrook or Paul George rubbish, mate.
Some fourth quarters, Jason Tatum was smelling for the whole game. Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was class. You can hold his head up high. He was absolutely
Marcus.
Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart turned into Steph Curry as well. Was it 7-for-7 for one game? Or 6-for-6? Something like that. He went crazy. I don't know what he said. It was shooting from far as well, fam.
Then again,
got to talk about Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero as well, mate. Was it 37 off the bench?
Yeah.
37 off the bench, mate.
No,
I mean, some people get that in a quarter, but Tyler Hero, class.
He took Kendrick Nunn completely out of rotation, fam. That guy got to get any minutes, fam. And he got, He got first team as well for rookie, I swear.
Yeah.
Can't get no minutes, fam.
But yeah, COVID though, isn't it?
Hey, come on, man.
Yeah, COVID though.
He's fine, mate. They're fine. Remember, Donovan Mitchell said he could play a game seven right after he got the COVID, mate. So I'm sure they're all fine, mate. They're all fine.
But then again, that Miami defense, man. That two-three zone.
Ooh, but a zone against LeBron, mate. There's anyone you don't want to do against.
No, not
so much that they're gonna break him down. LeBron's IQ, mate, he'll break that zone down.
LeBron will draw everyone in and throw it out.
I remember LeBron against
one of the greatest passers of all time.
I remember LeBron against Brooklyn in a regular season. They tried to play a zone on him. I think he got like 14 assists that game. They just facilitated from the top of the key. Class.
Bro, he had everyone eating that day. Eating.
Yep. I remember one of the best games I've seen this season.
So what did Celtics do now?
Celtics. They need to move some people, fam. I don't know what. I think Hayward. Hayward, sorry, mate.
I think he's opting out.
Who's going to pay him that money on that contract?
Really?
No one's paying him that. He's never opting out of that. The injuries have killed Gordon Hayward.
I'm checking the top three agents in 2020. So it's AD, obviously. You've got Havel, Porter. Ibaka's a free agent.
Is he?
Play option. Eric Gordon. Hayward's right. He's got a play option. He's opting his play option. That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna take the player option. He's not opting out.
Drummond as well. Mike Conley. And Draymond Green, well, he's going to sign it was anyway.
Well, Draymond Green's already re-signed, a lie.
Yeah,
I think so.
He re-signed like 6 months ago for the 100 million or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did he say Drummond? They need a proper centre, though. So, because he guard. Because Tyson's a bit small for a centre as well.
Should be second option.
And their bench is shit as well.
They got no one on their bench as well.
They could get Whiteside's a free agent.
I don't know about him.
This guy used to be good, man.
Oh, they didn't lead the league in blocks.
Yeah, one time I think he did. But I think that sort of thing is good. Obviously, I think Tame will take over more next season. I think Kemba. But even next season, I think it's Brooklyn Nets, man. I think it's the Nets.
Oh, mate. Get KD back on my screen.
This was the best chance, well, for a few years, anyways. And they have gone and blown it. What can we say? But would you say this season is a failure for them?
No, it's
a failure for anyone. It's the Bucks that is a failure for.
Yeah, the Bucks is a failure, no?
The rest of them weren't a given to even get to the conference finals. The Raptors, Celtics, and Heat, they weren't a given.
You see, with the Bucks, yeah, a big light needs to be shined on Coach Bud, because last year, the Raptors put up a wall and stopped, to be honest. This year, coming to the playoffs, everyone knew the formula, and still, Coach Bud allowed it to happen again. I guess maybe Coach Bud was expecting Middleton, the £175 million over 5 years, better contract than Clay, to step up and knock down shots, but obviously he weren't about it. The strongest point guard ever, Bledsoe, he weren't about it.
Hey, Bledsoe stinks, goodness, fam.
He's actually garbage, man.
Fam, Dragic showed him how to actually play basketball.
Old man Dragic showed him.
He's 34 in it or 35, something like that, fam. Showed him how to play basketball.
Wait, if you were the Bucks, would you bet the whole of next season on Chris Paul?
Yeah.
For me,
bro, all this niceties that Giannis is doing in the public here, listen, if I'm the Bucks organization, I'm scared for my life that Giannis isn't resigning. So I'm risking it all. I'm telling Giannis, listen, I'm ready to do anything to win this shit for you. So I'm doing it. I'm risking it still.
We've seen it. Players say they're going to stay and all that kind of stuff. And then they switch up and they just leave.
He wants to go to Golden State deep down. He doesn't want to raise Liam in Milwaukee.
Bro. You know them ones where if he comes Golden State, comes to the Bay, no one can throw a wall up against him. Because he will drive, kick it out to Stephen Clay. No one is putting a wall against him. He will eat.
Not damn Chris. He needs to get some post moves, man. Always hold the ball top of the key, bro. Because he don't even know what he's doing sometimes. If he just gave that to someone else, he just stayed on the post. He's just taking that wall down, fam. Take them all back.
100%.
His mid-range isn't that great. He's just driving and dunking.
It'll still give you every night the 25 and 12, but sometimes it's not smart as 25 and 12.
Like James said, it don't take no skill to do what he does.
Yeah, well, lad.
Pardon? Oh, you know, football too. Good job, 60. The Hornets next season. No one's going to care.
Can't wait to see the trade movements this season. Some big names will be going.
Chanting 76ers, fam.
Doc and the 76ers.
We need to kind of finish soonish, though, because I want to know what's going on with the draft, when they're going to do the draft and all of that.
Draft in November, isn't it?
Have they set that date, though? Because obviously, you see how they pushed the season back.
Yeah. But I think it's definitely November, though. Someday in November.
Oh.
But we shall see.
As you guys said, the Queens, Miami Heat, no one saw this coming.
I saw it coming, mate. I saw it coming.
You didn't.
I said most improved team, mate. So,
and, mate, that's not in the NBA Finals.
They even in the Finals, mate. They were even in the playoffs last season, mate.
So if they've been in the season, three teams from the Eastern Finals, Miami Heat were one of your three teams. Exactly, didn't see it coming.
I did see it coming, mate. I'm a visionary. My rookie year is in the final, mate.
Didn't make rookie first team.
Rookie first team should be first team.
He's gonna go back to averaging 14 points. Robbed, mate.
Got robbed. And now he's going to Kyle Cooper's girl.
Sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds. No, like that.
Kuzma's about to be a champion.
Kuzma didn't claim on it.
Kuzma got to be a champ.
He's wet.
See, he really wins. Oh, LeBron. I've done that again.
LeBron, though, it's time to turn up. There's no excuses this time, right?
Wait, I think the thing that might be here as well is there's not one out. Like, you don't see them always feeding Jimmy Butler. Is whoever is hot on that night, they just keep on feeding that guy. They've done it with Butler.
And that man will be Duncan Robinson.
So that guy can shoot from, like, he grabs it from anyone, just puts it up.
Westbrook needs to take notes from Duncan Robinson.
In fact, Gabe was for Duncan Robinson.
Excuse me.
Say that again.
Gabriel basically implied that Houston should make a trade for Duncan Robinson.
You know what they should.
It's not a bad suggestion.
They can get Duncan Robinson. They can get a few more in there as well. So maybe they should.
No, he's a few more that the Heat will trade.
It's who the Rockets want, mate.
To be fair though, I've been hearing rumblings about Westbrook to Miami, but that'd be the worst.
That was last season. Nah, I know Oladipo is talking for them. I know he's talking for them.
He's desperate. He's ready. He doesn't want anything to do with the Pacers anymore.
Get him out of there, man. Free him. The same way we were screaming for Kemba to be freed, free him. And if the Suns don't act right, my boy needs to be freed as well. Free Devin Booker.
Yeah, but Devin Booker will probably get better this year, and DeAndre Ayton will probably get better.
That's the hope.
Well, really, so they ain't making a playoffs, man.
That's how much better. Yeah, they won't make the playoffs because Golden State is back. I'm sure Dame Lillard will pull it off this year. I'm sure. I don't even know if he's going to be in charge of the Pelicans in it, but I'm sure they'll be better as well because Zion will be there from the beginning. Utah Jazz is already good. Denver Nuggets is there. They need to move some teams over to the east.
Well, we'll see, innit? We'll see.
Before we preview the finals, we just have to speak a bit about the Clippers because we haven't spoken about the bottom jobs. They are. As obviously, Doc Rivers isn't there anymore.
Kawhi and Paul George got that man set. They should be ashamed of themselves. How they look in the mirror.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that performance that them two put in the second half of game.
His fault. He kept throwing them stupid ass double teams on your kids like he was scared the whole floor. They're so poor.
Them man were just vibes FC fam.
That is a choke job if you've ever seen one, mate. Two free field goals in the fourth quarter. They even look like scoring. There are some times in the playoffs that Kyle just get the ball mid-range or you think, where's this guy going to miss? And in that game, he just... I don't know, when Paul George hit the backboard, mate. Oh, mate.
Even Stephen A was laughing.
George Paul, he was average in the playoffs as well.
Way off feet, man. Way off feet.
After that name killed me. Did you guys hear about when he tried to be motivational speaker and everyone rolled their eyes?
That's what you're talking about next season after he just lost.
I too would roll my eyes if he started talking about that stupid performance, man.
No, that performance, obviously. As you said, Montrezl Harrell is going to be a free agent. I don't think they'll resign him because, see.
The personal coach they get Tyronn Lue.
That's the right move, to be fair. Just for months as a head coach. And then Kawhi Leonard, we can see that load management stuff. It probably won't run next season because they're talking about lack of chemistry.
Steve Ballmer won't allow it to run next year.
Yeah, won't allow it to run. Paul George. Really, but the thing is that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George basically have 1 year left. So next season's kind of do or die for the Clippers. Because I'm sure if they come up again, Kawhi will opt out. which means Paul George will opt out too. So, yeah. I doubt
that chemistry is going to get much better. It doesn't matter who comes in.
No, but it'll get much better. All honesty, I do think they'll be better next season. I do think, well, they have to be. So, they're not as good as before they were, so they're going to have to be better next season. So, we'll see. Some people said Giannis was the best player in the league. We saw that's not true.
Because of what?
I was one of those people that said he was the best player in the league. Yes, I was.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
You guys own LeBron.
I do own LeBron James and apologies. There's
a difference between the best player in the league and best player in the world.
Facts.
Excuse me.
Best player in the world is LeBron. Best player in the league is Giannis, mate.
Is there some, what? They're in the same league, mate.
Oh, I tried it.
Donald Trump.
Oh, mate.
I tried it.
Just apologize, mate.
Apologize for who?
To LeBron.
To who?
Apologize to LeBron.
Why?
Listen.
The job's not done yet, mate. He saw him at the conference finals. He saw him sitting down there.
Mate, he did more than Giannis and Kawhi.
Giannis won MVP, mate.
No, but on a real talk, since when Kobe passed, yeah, that's when I just knew that this season the Lakers are winning it all. They have no option but to win it all.
Yep.
They have no option but to win it all.
But yeah, obviously.
Okay, one starts tonight.
You've got the finals, as you said earlier. It's tonight. The Miami Heat versus the Lakers. Do the Lakers have a chance of an upset?
Oh yeah, they can win the first game. First game could go either way, but probably Lakers anyway.
We're doing prediction.
What for? How many games?
The whole series, mate.
Lakers in five. Study it first.
I'm saying Lakers in six.
Yeah, I want to show some respect to Miami because what they've done in this playoffs has been nothing short of remarkable. Let me say six. Lakers
are
six. But really,
truly,
I
want to
say Lakers are five.
I am saying them goons. Wow. They're going to shock the world. They're going to shock the world.
Miami to win?
Didn't say that, but they're going to shock the world by winning two games because the Lakers are not winning in six.
you're a fool, Dex.
The Lakers are winning in six. The Lakers are winning in six, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to seven.
I wouldn't mind if it goes seven, just as long as LeBron is lifting that FMP at the end, FMVP at the end of the season.
Well, obviously, I'll be rooting for LeBron. Obviously, he's my favorite player.
You're not rooting for LeBron.
I am. What's up? He's my favorite player in the league. I don't advocate like you, man. Do.
No,
just
the
goat. Well, I do support him. I'm supporting him, mate. You want supporting him when you face you in the finals?
Why would I support him against my team?
Does that make sense? Next year, 2021, we go again.
How many years you said that in our own four? Then what's your owner's name? That brother. Didn't he say that you man built your squad to beat Golden State? You man couldn't beat us.
You got cheated out, mate.
Steph had 0 points at the half and still managed to finish with third.
Why are you talking about that year? Talk about the other year, mate.
The other year? What?
Yeah, CP injury. You need a CP injury to go through.
But KD was injured last year.
So, and what's the problem, mate?
And you still couldn't beat us.
Man, it's different, mate. Got basketball gods. There's a thing called basketball gods, mate.
Yeah, was on Houston's side 2 years ago.
Oh, well, I know AD, you might win finals MVP, so good luck, LeBron.
To be honest, Bren's already got three finals MVPs, so...
No, I need the fourth, mate.
If
can't go for the goal, you can't win the fourth, mate.
Did Michael win all six every year?
Yep, he did.
Well, when you're playing bums in the finals, should. You're playing a 38-year-old nonce, Karl Malone. And John Stockton is 37 at the same time. You should be winning finals MVP.
Yeah, he got a 14-year-old.
Carmelo, what? The greatest all-time scorer in NBA history.
He's also a nonce and he was 38.
He's a nonce. You call him a nonce?
He's a nonce. He got a 14-year-old pregnant.
Well, that's him, mate. That's his problem, mate.
Streets are saying that Steve Kerr should have got MVP. 96. That shot seen all around the elbow.
No, because MJ wrote the playoff, man.
Saved MJ's legacy.
LeBron
made that play as well. LeBron made the Kyrie play. Is that a cry for your teammates to shoot? No, LeBron said in the timeout.
If it weren't for Pop taking that Tim Duncan in that game, six against the Spurs,
Oh, mate.
I'm just giving you factual information, boys.
Let's see. We'll run it back next week once game one and two have been played, and we'll see where we're standing in it. Just know that my goal is getting ring for number four this year.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We'll see about that, man. We'll see about that.
Yeah, man. Let's keep it.
Till next time.
Till next time, boys.
Twitter and Instagram. Out of bounds. Okay. Until next time.
In a bit.
In a bit.